They did it again. They just killed, I think they did it yesterday. They just killed like 20 more people.
With pagers?
With pagers.
Well, they need to upgrade to iPhones.
Yeah. That's going to be the new iOS. Don't worry. We won't blow you up. That's like one of my fears is that, well, that's always been the funny thing to me is people always worry about all like this, the government's watching you. By the way, we just start recording. There's no like.
Okay, that's fine.
We don't do any like.
Oh, good.
Corny intro. We just start talking. But the pager thing, that's something that I think like I would see in an action movie and be like, that's not real. You can't do that.
You know what? It's hard to say shit ain't real no more.
I know.
Because, I mean, it's like all of that. Remember when iRobot came out and we were like, oh, we'll never get to that. But we almost to that.
I mean, dude.
They're taking cashiers out of stores. And
It's almost easier. It's now at the Hudson News's in the airport, easier to not deal with a person.
Yeah.
Just to check yourself out.
If you're honest, you know, but
I like the thought of you walking out with one of those giant smart waters being like, you know, fucking stop me.
Yeah, because I just seen in San Francisco that they put up a sign. You can steal as long as it's up on $1,000.
Yeah, that's the rule. That's also why every store in Union Square in San Francisco, all the stores are moving out. None of the stores are there anymore. They're all shuttered and stuff. Like, they used to have a huge Macy's. They had, like, an Apple store. All these places are like, yeah, well, we're not. Because you got...
You're not giving me my $1,000 back they took. And then I didn't ring it up. How do I know they took $1,000? They could have took $1,010.
Yeah, you got to eye it up. You go, all right, now I get them.
Yeah, so, no, I'm not... I will.
It's crazy that the politician that thought that was a good idea.
He's a dumbass. You don't fight crime with crime.
You guys know how we could put this fire out? More fire.
Yeah, let them steal. Yeah. Just long as it's up on $1,000. And they just walk out. So I saw some kids walking out the other day with masks on. I'm like, it's legal. Take your fucking mask off. As long as you rung yourself up and with tax included, you up on a $995.
That's so funny. And then just run. How much is this?
They're like, it's so stupid.
$900.
You know, but then you get to the point where, you know, we laughing about it, but when they stealing shit like that, when me and you go into the store, we gotta pay for that. Because the people who comes out of their pockets, the price get hiked back up.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, they're gonna get their money from their insurance and they still gonna tax the shit out of me and you.
That's like when you see when you go to a store and you ring everything up and then at the end it's like, do you wanna send a dollar to starving kids?
I always say no, I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, you also know that, you know, they're just doing that for a tax write off. Like those all those things and shit that they say, like, oh, we're gonna send this money to starving kids. It's just they make a donation already and then they use that as like a tax write off. So they're just using.
Holy shit, I need to tell people that at my show. Buy a t-shirt and donate to the starving kids.
And then I'll just cover her. You're like, did you see Miss Pat? She's got herself a G6 now. You're just flying around. You're like, it's all t-shirt money.
Yeah, shit.
When you that's why a rule like that of like the stealing up to $1,000, you're like, this isn't going to go the way you want it to go. Because did they think people were just going to be like, oh, then we just won't steal?
I just think, you know, a lot of time we elect these congressmen and people in charge that don't know shit about the real world.
Yeah.
So when you don't know shit about the real world, you come up with dumb shit like steal all you want for $9.95, but what if they run into a small business?
Yeah.
Now, these big businesses can take a couple hits.
Sure.
But a little business, a mom and pop can't take those kind of
hits. No, that'll shut their shit down.
Yeah. So I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, you such a fucking dummy.
Yeah.
You was a dummy. Whoever came up with that shit, they should go up to that place where they work at and beat their ass. Just beat them with a belt and some switches.
So like, are you the congressman that passed the law?
Dumbass congressman.
He's like, I sure am. Why are you guys all here with your belts out?
Yeah, to beat your dumb ass. To let you know that's not how shit works.
I mean, also, there's videos of people stopping themselves from stopping the crime because they're like, oh, the police won't help out even if I stop these people.
Well, let me tell you something. I ain't getting in nobody bullshit. If you want to run in them people's store and steal their shit, that's on you. Now, if I see you hurting somebody, now I'm going to at least take out my phone so I can have, you know, I can get tell on your ass. But I don't got time for all that other shit. I'm not getting in nobody, because this is a crazy world.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping nobody from running out no Louis Vuitton store. Louis Vuitton got insurance.
Yeah, and Louis Vuitton also has
very expensive shit.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and one purse puts you over that $9.95 limit. So they going to jail anyway.
Yeah, you go grab a Birkin bag. You're fucking, you're way anything. Over that.
You better go grab Michael Kors.
Shop down.
That's Duty what and Burke.
All these places like Kohl's and Ross are like, no, can you please not? Yes. Our whole thing is that we're affordable. Yeah. That's funny to think of people who are going for more, like, you know, if we go to Kohl's, we'll get more.
You damn right you'll get more. But that ain't even a keychain out of the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton's like, we're fine.
They're going to instantly make you a felon.
It's also, it'd be funny to try to blame, do you remember the show? What was the show where they used to go in the grocery store and grab shopping?
Shoppers.
What's it called?
Sweep.
Yeah, sweepstakes.
No, it's called Shopper Sweep.
Yeah, what's that called? You know when they would go in there like fill all their carts and shit? That should be the name of the law.
Yeah.
Is the Shopper Sweepstakes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a TV show.
It used to be great. I loved it when I...
Supermarket sweep.
That's what everyone's doing now. It's called the supermarket sweep bill.
And it pisses me off because when you go into the store and back in, you know, 2 years ago, you can go in and you can smell a sample of the perfume that you want to buy. You can't do that shit now.
Are you kidding me? I tried to buy a conditioner the other day. It was like I had to get an interview at a bank. I had to like sit down and wait for them to...
Don't go to the hood because it's this wing shop in Atlanta called JJ Wings, and they put this flavory stuff on the wing, but they got it changed down with a car change.
Really?
So people don't steal the seasoning. And really? You know, I'm a little bougie now, so, and I'm from the hood, but I ain't never seen no fucking seasoned salt change down. I was like, what the hell is going on?
The first time you pull it to season, you're like, what the fuck?
It comes back. It pulls back.
I used to work at Red Robin, and Red Robin has this seasoning that everyone would steal. It's just like this big thing of seasoning, you know, and people put it on their fries or whatever. Everyone would steal it. I think Red Robin needs to start doing that. Start doing
the
fucking
in the hood. They got attached. This shit locked down, and it's white like cocaine. But it is so fucking good.
Really? No, is it that good of a seasoning?
It is. I don't know what the fuck is in. It's probably something to kill everybody over there. But we appreciate that seasoning at JJ Wings. Baby.
I mean, so much that they have to keep it on down. A fucking lock.
And they won't even tell you what they don't mix up. They don't mix up a bunch of bullshit in the back, and they got it locked down. You can only sprinkle it on your shit. You can.
And that's it. And keep it moving. I want to find out what the seasoning is.
You got to go to JJ Wings when you go to Atlanta.
All right.
It's pretty
next time we're
good.
In Atlanta, me and you're
going to go to the one in Decatur because it's pretty good. It's, you know.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're going to want the seasoning. And they're like,
no, you got to ask for it. You're going to see everybody. You're going to be standing in line to put it on your food.
Just waiting to get a
piece of it. After you get your order, it's a whole nother line to sprinkle the seasoning because this fucking season got a chain on it.
Oh, dude, me and Mike's white ass being like, is this the seasoning line? Like, what the fuck?
You can't ask that shit. You're going to get robbed. Now you're going to get robbed.
Excuse me, I've got a pocket full of money. Is this the seasoning line?
you a big white dude. You're going to fit right in.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, guys. One time I was hungover. I went to a, like back in the day, I went to a USC football game when I was, this is like 20 years ago, and I got blackout drunk with one of my friends the night before. Mm-hmm. Crazy hungover. We're driving to the USC game, and the USC is kind of near the hood in LA. Mm-hmm. And we pulled off. I was so hungover, my friend Johnny was driving, and I was like, I'm gonna throw up. And he pulled off on Crenshaw, and we went to a KFC, and that was the most secure KFC I've ever seen in my life. It was during the day. They had the bank glass. Mm-hmm. Where like they put the order in and then you opened it or whatever.
That's not secure, sir.
No?
No, that means you was in a fucked up neighborhood. Anytime you go somewhere and there's bulletproof glass, and some shit has gone down there the night before, the day before, the week before. When I see places like that, I'm like, nah. I ain't getting out my car.
But it was one of those things where I was so hungover. I was like about to throw up. Uh-huh. And I just went in and I was like, I use your bathroom. And they were like, they probably thought I was just on meth. They were like, what the fuck? Why do you need to use the bathroom? And I had to buy something. And I bought a Coke and they had to like put the Coke into a
like into and a turn thing. It around like a bank vault.
Yeah, like a vault. And then I had to open it and go. But then they buzzed me into the bathroom like I was going to visit someone. In they're like, and the door opened.
Yeah, because they don't want crackhead and meth heads doing drugs and people fucking in the bathroom.
I think that's what they thought I was, because I was like throwing. I was
You was in a neighborhood where everybody was that.
Yeah.
No matter whoever walked through them doors, if they buzzing you in, and then they got that little turnkey thing, like the roundabout,
yeah,
to give you your food. You was in a pretty fucked up neighborhood.
It was wild.
Thank God you was drunk.
I mean, I just went in. I was hungover. This was like 2 p.m. And I went in and I was just like, can I please use the bathroom? And watching them be like, just buzz me in. And I was like, throwing up in the bathroom. That
you
I came
threw up.
Oh, I was, it was bad. It was one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
And I came out and I was just like, I'm sorry. And they were just like, I really thought they thought I was a meth head. They were like, just get the fuck out of here.
Well, did you clean up behind yourself?
Oh, I threw up in the toilet. I was very clean about it.
Oh, okay.
I was direct.
Okay.
I wasn't like spraying.
It wasn't like if you was on the Predator or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Came out spraying.
Yeah, I was an exorcist.
You know the thing that I'm having a problem with, because I'm 52 or 53 sometimes. And now when I get on planes, and you know, we all talk about how small the plane bathrooms is. And I'm a plus size woman, so I never walk directly in the bathroom. I back up.
Yeah.
So my ass is ready to go.
Yeah.
And I forget to look to see if the toilet seat down. So on the way to California, I pissed all over those people, floor up the wall. And I was like, because I never go in face first.
So you never, before you, when you open,
I bag my ass in.
You immediately open and back.
Yes. And some fucker with some manners let the toilet seat down. And I hate that crap.
That's so funny.
And I pissed off. I've done that like 3 times. And so my friend was like, why don't you go in for it? It's nothing I can do for it. I don't have a dick.
Yeah.
So I just go in the way I'm going to use the bathroom, which is backwards.
What happens when you piss all over the seat and you're done?
You know, if the flight attendants didn't know me,
you're just
I would have just walked away. But yeah, Everybody knew me. So I had to clean up my piss.
You never thought about that part of celebrity, did you? That you wouldn't be able to get away with a nice...
One time I pissed on the seat, but I was leaving. So I was like, well, they about to send the cleaning crew in anyway. Yeah. But we was in mid-flight, so I was like, oh, I made a mistake. They said, oh, no, Miss Pat. I said, you're not going to clean up my piss.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean up my own piss. So she gave me gloves and sanitary wipes, and I threw all these napkins on the floor because I'm too fat to even fit in that or bend over. So I got my feet just mopping the floor, and then I got the wipes just mopping the floor, wiping up and down the walls. And they're like, what are you doing? Getting pissed off this fucking toilet wall and seat.
I would kill to see that flight attendant just at an airport bar, and then like a commercial for
the Miss Pat show.
On and she's like, you know, I watched her piss all over a seat.
I watched her piss all over the seat. I pissed all over that seat on the way.
I mean, dude, that is making a mess on an airplane, if they recognize you, has to be one of those moments where you're like, fuck this. I didn't want this part of fame.
Well, I mean, I don't really give a fuck about fame, because I still go to Walmart. Not as much Walmart. I still go to TJ Maxx and Home Goods.
Yeah.
So, and I take my wig off and I take my bra off. And it's funny because, you know, where I live at in Atlanta, I like Popeyes.
Cause yeah.
I fucking like Popeye chicken, especially when it's fresh, hot out degrees, 200 degrees. Yeah. All that shit burn your top lip. So. So the first time I go to Popeye, I pull up in my G-Wagon and automatically, you know, people looking.
Yeah.
They're like, this got to be a white man, because that's a white man vehicle. Come on.
Oh, a G-Wagon?
Yeah. The white men, that's a magnet for white men. When I'm in that truck, don't nobody say hi but white men.
How you doing?
Yeah. Well, they're like, ooh, you got a G-cell.
Well, hello. I love that you get like the whitest guys too. Like, just the whitest dudes are like.
White dudes like you always looking at me in that
truck.
Oh,
okay.
So I pull up at Popeye's in my truck, and they notice it. Me, they first thing they say, Miss Pat, you eat Popeye? Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't you eat Popeye?
Why? What? I don't like good food.
Yeah. So I get that all the time. Like when I get stopped in a store, they was like, anybody tells you look like I am her, bitch, then move out my way, because I'm trying to get a dick.
Because TJ Maxx is a fucking nightmare on a Saturday.
I fucking love TJ Maxx. I have to fight with it, because it's kind of in a high income area, the one I go to. So you got to fight with them stay at home mama with the golf carts with the money. I was like, you bitches shop too much.
Yeah.
You made me fucking sick.
They're looking for deals as
all the time,
just as entertainment. Like, yes, they don't even give a shit. They're just kind of like, they're doing like sport shopping.
They just, you know, I think sometimes I do the same shit. Like, I'm the person, like, I cannot leave a deal in the store. I have to take it home and look at it because I don't want the next bitch to have it.
So, so if you see a deal that good, you're like, I don't give a shit. I just don't want it somewhere else.
Like, don't nobody need this shit. I tell you, when I knew I had a problem, I was in Nordstrom Rack one day, and there was a Dooney and Burke. Now, nobody really cares Dooney and Burke but your grandmama now.
Yeah.
And there was a Dooney and Burke bag in there, and it was marked down to like $49. Nobody wants this old ass purse. Yeah. But I didn't want the next bitch to have it. That's and so I bought funny. It. So as I'm unpacking, moving into my new house, I found this Dooney and Burke with the tag still on it. I said, the bitch, you got a problem. Yeah. You know you didn't need this shit. It's still brand new with the tag on it.
Yeah, you didn't even fucking kind of use it.
It's too old. It's an old ass. Y'all know what Dooney and Burke is? It's an old ass name brand. So
look at I wanna see if
it still make nice item, but nobody really totes it anymore. Yeah. It probably going to make a comeback. Can I bite my Kit Kat? I need some energy.
Get it. Yeah. Yeah, we can.
So I'm in menopause, right? But I still, your body still feel like you got a period.
Yeah.
Which I don't bleed anymore. But I do.
I remember these bags.
Yeah, they making a comeback.
Yeah. I bet if you sat on that, by the way, Dooney and Burke on their website, $359.
Mm-hmm.
$159, and that's marked down from $298. You get something at $49. You're getting a fucking deal. Also, I believe if you held that with the tags, if you waited like 5 or 10 years, you're right, it would come fully back because everything's coming back. When Champion sweatshirts got big, that made me so mad as a kid that was only allowed to have Champion because Champion was the affordable one. It was the one they sold at Target and shit. Then a Jenner put one on in a picture, like Kylie Jenner put one on, or one of the Kardashians, and then it went to like $900 a sweatshirt. That's what they're doing with Carhartt now too. Carhartt's like the cool way
to
dress.
Is that why I'm seeing all unemployed people wearing work people clothes?
Yeah, yeah. You know what you're seeing? You're seeing people, they might not even be unemployed. What they might be is just like people that work on computers at home, but they're wearing stuff that guys who like lay rebar.
No, I know people unemployed wearing Carhartt. And yeah. I said, what's this? Why do you have on work clothes and you ain't going nowhere?
Yeah, you're not going outside.
You ain't going no fucking well.
That's for people to go outside when it's like 20 degrees at 4 a.m. to them to go
My
work.
My husband used to work at General Motors in Carhartt all the time. He loved Carhartt.
That happened though. That happened with Dickies. Dickies got popular for a while.
Well, drug dealers made Dickie popular for one time.
Well, the
time
Cholos.
Too.
The Cholos really brought it in.
What's a Cholo?
Like Mexican gang members and
I
stuff?
I thought there was a Cholo, but I thought you were talking about Chirio.
Oh, Churros. You thought I was talking about. Man, what a mistake you can make out of that one. You go, you a Cholo or a Churro? They're like, bro, you better not fuck that up again.
I was like, you like Cheerios?
And then I was there, and 6 Churros came and took my wallet. That's so funny. No, he's a Churro. I think I want to start calling Cholos Churros. Dude, if I got robbed by a Cholo, that would have been so funny. I would have been like, are you one of those Churros? He would have shot me in the head if that would have happened.
He probably would have.
Yeah. He would have been like, what
but
the
that's
fuck?
The first thing that came to my mind, them little rolls. I must say, I like them too. They be at Sam's in the freezer department.
That's so funny. I like to put my Churros in Dickies. I like to put...
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Just
I like
freeze
that.
Them. But yeah, they like. I think it was... Dickies got big, and now Carhartt's big. That's what happens. It's all a cycle. Everything comes back around.
I mean, the finger waves for the black women is coming back.
Really?
You probably don't know what they are, but they waves that we used to put in our pineapple waves. And it's so crazy because I'm 52 sometime 53.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to my daughter-in-law, and she was like, what are these, this new style? I was like, those are pineapple waves. And nobody had ever seen them before.
Really?
Yeah, but I used to rock them all the time.
Yeah, that's what's like watching baggy jeans come back. I remember like...
Baggy jeans ain't went nowhere. They went from baggy jeans to showing their ass. So hopefully baggy jeans come back.
Well, baggy jeans, and then it was showing their ass. And then it went with the... They were like the skinny jeans.
Oh, my God.
And then now they're back. Now
my
like
my son lost weight just so he could wear the skinny jeans. Oh, though I used to call them blood pressure cups at the ankle.
Yeah, they're so tight.
They so tight. They were so gay.
You would see, yeah, the, It's crazy how gay it must feel to try to get into those jeans.
Well, I think they was feeling sexy at the time.
Yeah. Just run, yeah. They're doing that thing where they rub up their leg.
I mean,
where
you can't run from the police. You can't have sex. I mean, because I wear leggings.
Yeah.
And I've had on a pair of tight leggings one time where somebody parked too close to me and I couldn't get into my driver's seat. So I had to get in my passenger seat and try to put my leg over, but I'm fat. So I literally had to take off my fucking leggings.
To get your leg over the center console?
Yes. I was there in my drawers driving home. And I'm like, Lord, don't let the police pull me up. He gonna think I'm some type of fucking freak. And I how do I explain to him? I was too fat to spread my legs in the leggings.
If it's a white cop and it's a G-Wagon, he's just gonna be like, well, this is a lovely, this is a great car.
No, I'm gonna get a fucking ticket.
Man, that skinny, the mix I thought was the funniest was the skinny jeans with the sagging. So you would see someone's pants all the way down with skinny jeans.
You're with like, the bep on, with their ass showing. But the bep is around they hips.
But how do you chase? I mean, how do you run? Thighs. You can't even move in that. Your pants are down and they're tight.
And they high. And they high as fuck.
Yeah.
So that's don't know.
You could probably get around them real quick. These baggy jeans are going to be, that's where all the athleticism is going to come
back. Well, usually before they take our run, they pull up their pants and tighten their belt. So, you know, I don't fucking know. I hate fashion for young people. When I was younger, I used to say, why old people are so mean?
Yeah.
And they don't like young people. Well, now I'm that old person. I can't stand young people.
It's the worst.
Yes, I cannot stand them.
There's like young people that live in this building, like under a certain floor. It's like mostly young people. And if I'm walking my dog, like on a Thursday night or something, and young people get in the elevator, I'm like, this fucking sucks.
It really,
their energy, just the way they're chatting.
You know, I know when I notice I was old. I'm old. It's like when I just walked in your house, I was like, why your toilet so low? Low toilet scare the shit out of old people. Because I was in there, I almost broke your fucking tissue rack off your thing. Because I need something to help me get up. These ain't no bounce back knees. You know, these knees are in their 50. And I was like, and when I see low toilet, I just hold my piss. Because it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
I got to get up, take a breath, then I got to wipe. Well, by the time I get up off that low toilet, I'm fucking out of breath.
Yeah, it's like doing a squat.
More than doing a squat. You know, I'm like, why do you have fucking baby toilets in you? And you a tall guy, so I know you pissing on top of the toilet.
They are very low toilets at this apartment.
Yeah, you should buy yourself a high toilet.
Yeah. Or an extender, at least. Just the thing that brings it up.
A wheelchair for the toilet, that'll be great. Just something. When you get fat people over to do your podcast, we have a way of getting up off the toilet. Yeah.
That's going to be funny, though. The next big person we have on the show, I go, hold on, let me adjust the toilet for you and bring out the thing and put it down.
I'm telling you.
You're ready to go. You're ready to piss.
I cannot stand low toilet. They freak me the fuck out.
Will you change a hotel if it's got a low toilet?
No, if you piss in the shower.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know what? You're talking about airplane bathrooms. As a tall guy, that's my hell because I got to stand forward. But a lot of times it goes like this. So I have to like almost go and do a.
Well, at least your dick ain't got to get off the toilet.
Yeah, but sometimes it makes more sense to sit down and pee than it does to like try to bend over and try to piss because it's too awkward.
But you a man, y'all nasty anyway. Just piss. We expect that from y'all.
I know. But you also
ain't got to aim. We know y'all gonna fuck the bathroom.
You want to talk about cleaning up after piss? What, there's turbulence and I'm bent over pissing. That's not even my good stance. And it just starts going.
Well, I don't know if you want to sit on an airplane toilet. Well, it might work for you if your nuts ain't long.
Yeah,
because you know that's a metal toilet on the inside. I would hate for your little white nuts to hit up against the little metal toilet.
The feel of cold metal on my
porcelain feel different than metal.
It does. That's gonna wake me up too. That'll probably stop the piss immediately.
You probably stick to it. You know, you get real cold and your nuts are real cold and stick to the inside of the toilet. Yeah. Who gonna come in there and get you undo your nuts?
It's like licking a pole in winter.
Yes.
I gotta open the door and go, I need help. Someone pull me off of this toilet.
My balls are stuck, so you might want to be careful.
Hey everybody, I'm on the road per usual. If you hear crunching, that's my stupid dog eating her toy. Myrtle's got a new toy and it makes a crunching noise, and she only eats it when I'm doing plugs for my fucking shows because she's so sweet. Anyways, Houston, I will be at the Houston Improv October 10th through the 12th. And then I will be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys. Crinkle, crinkle, October 17th to the 19th. Can you hear it? A little bit? That crinkling's my dog just having a chew. Houston Improv, October 10th through the 12th. And then I will be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, October 17th through the 19th. And then November 8th, I will be at Town Hall for the New York Comedy Festival. 9:45 show at Town Hall. And then November 9th, I will be in Toronto at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. We got two shows going there. And then Chicago. I'm doing two shows at the Vic Theater, December 6th. I'm very excited. Chicago is one of my favorite cities to visit. So December 6th, two shows at the Vic Theater. The first show is sold out, but we put a second one on sale so you can get tickets at dansoder.com. I want to look up the seasoning now. I like genuinely want to know about this seasoning.
Yeah, JJ's Chicken is really good in Atlanta. Everybody goes there. But the seasoning is, if you've been there, it's changed down to the counter.
That's insane.
With not a normal change either. You cannot break that fucker.
Do you think people have tried?
Yeah, they said they started changing it down because people kept stealing the seasoning.
Yeah.
The whole fucking little container of it, so they change it down now.
I think that's so, the help yourself kind of attitude, and then the first person that's like, fuck this, I'm just taking this.
It'd be nice if you went home and fried some chicken and dumped that seasoning on top.
I bet people pop for it too. If you had it at your house.
Yes.
And you'd be like, look what I got.
Well, you know, when I go in there, I just get a cup and dump a bunch of it in a cup.
That's smart. That's a smart way to go. Yeah, but because people are going to, like, if you have that at home, I was one of those people that stole that Red Robin seasoning, and you would notice when people would be over, they'd be like, you have Red Robin seasoning? You're like, always.
People don't know that Red Robin just fill you up off the fucking potatoes.
Yeah, they do the fries.
That's why they tell you all you can eat.
They do. Yeah, and by the way, they're very quick to fill your basket.
Yeah.
Because they want you to fill the fuck up on those.
Fill the fuck up. And
good fries, though.
Yeah, they don't want you eating nothing else.
Dude, and now they're like run down. They're not ran well, Red Robin. They've kind of given up.
I lived in Plainfield. It was like one of the high-end restaurants, but it was in Plainfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would wait for hours to sit down and go eat at Red Robin. I say, I'm so sick of eating at these same four fucking restaurants in this community.
Yeah.
I had to get out of Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, Indianapolis feels like itself an outdoor mall.
It feels like it felt like prison to me, and I was there for 15 years.
Really?
I mean, I love my fans there. My career took off there. I love Bob and Tom, but I could not live like that.
Yeah.
It snows. So, and that was just so fucking depressing to have fucking snow falling in your wig, and it's always fucking cold, and people go, I don't want to live in a community where people go to church 4 days a week.
Really?
Yes. All they wanted to do was serve the Lord. You know, and sometimes the Lord want to be left the fuck alone.
Even the Lord's like, what are you doing?
Four days? Everything was about God's church. Like,
come on, Sundays.
Yeah, and you saw so many people in a relationship that wouldn't leave it because of the Lord. And I used to talk to my neighbors. I was like, do you really think Jesus wants you to be depressed? Did y'all forget that God sent his only begotten son here to die for y'all fucking soul? And y'all don't even know how to live for your damn self. And he's a good one, because I wouldn't kill now one of my children for you lonely fuckers.
Just watching people be like, we can't break up because of Jesus.
Yes. The church. Fuck the church. Make yourself happy.
Yeah.
They just want you to tithe anyway.
Yeah, they just want your money.
Yeah.
That's it.
And if you ain't fucking the pastor, you almost ain't winning anyway.
What about, I always think it's funny when those pastors, when you see those pastors have like Joel Osteen.
Don't talk about Joel Osteen. I love me some Joel
Osteen. You do?
That is a sexy white knight to me.
What are you, serious?
Yeah. T.D. Jakes ain't that cute.
What's that?
T.D. Jakes ain't that cute.
Yeah, but Osteen's got some fucking teeth on him.
Well, he bought them.
I know, it's got that.
When you go to the dentist and say, make me look like a donkey, that's what you get.
Yeah, but he goes, I want my teeth so sparkly God can see them. Just the way that he talks through them.
God can see them?
Dude, I mean, he came to Sirius XM when I was there. He was in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, I've never seen someone with security like that. I've never seen, like, he was like El Chapo. Like, he had guys around him with heavy artillery.
My thing is, if you know the Lord, why you need all them guns?
That's exactly it. That's the first thought I had was,
I can't see anybody trying to kill you. Maybe throw pussy at you. Was it security that had blocked the pussy?
He's like, I can't just step in all this wet pussy. Guys, clean my feet off. I got wet pussy on it. Just the way he showed up.
Pastor got security?
It was to the point that my first thought immediately was, I don't think you have a lot of faith in God. That was my first thought. Because I was like, he had more security
than Martin Luther King.
Than most politicians. There would be politicians that would come in to...
Well, he got more security than Trump, because Trump done been almost tucking out here twice.
I know. Trump needs to call Osteen and be like, who's your guys?
Either the Black Panthers.
It was wild, dude. The door opened on his... He had like a bulletproof SUV.
What the fuck is pastors doing these days?
They're worth like $500 million.
Well, what you gonna do, kidnap them and sell them to heaven?
That's a great idea for a movie, is kidnapping a super pastor and then being like, who's gonna pay the ransom?
God. What the fuck?
It was wild, though. It was one of those things where, I didn't like expect to run into him. I was like running late to the show, and I went into the lobby, and I was like,
"Did you speak to him?"
No, you couldn't.
I'd have been like, "God damn, Joel Osteen." Yeah.
I mean, dude, it took me. It was one of those things where I walked in and I noticed the security first. I was like, "Who the fuck is?" And then I was like looking in the middle. I was like, that's Joel Osteen. And he was like, and he got in his tank of a SUV and pulled away. But I left. I went upstairs and told Big J. I was like, that's the most security I've ever seen on a person. It was crazy.
Wow.
Because he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. But I do think probably if he got kidnapped, someone would be like, hey, you want that money? Give me...
Well, I'm worth $100,000. I don't got no security. I just got an assistant.
You at least got to get an assistant that can fight, though.
Shit, I can fight. You don't come fucking with me.
Yeah. Please, no one's going to run up on you, Miss Pat.
They probably will, but don't. Please leave me alone. I'm just a simple-minded person. If you kidnap me, ain't nobody going to answer the phone. My husband don't answer no numbers he don't know.
Yeah.
So you just going to be with me.
That's so funny. Yeah. After a week, they're like, no one's picked up. And you're like,
well. Because he don't know your number.
Call from my phone. He'll pick up immediately.
He may or may not be in too. Shit.
That's always weird. That's like Joe Rogan and his security. Like
Joe got security? Oh yeah, I see them big ass memes around Joe.
It's crazy. It was.
I asked Joe one time. I said, "Why you need security? You know you can fucking
choke. Yeah, he can fuck
you
shit up.
You killed the mountain lion. Who the fuck gonna fuck with somebody? Well, that's what I heard, but he told me that wasn't true.
That
but
he killed a mountain lion.
Yeah, but I'm gonna stick with it.
Yeah, no, let's start Joe Rogan facts like Chuck Norris facts. You know that Joe Rogan killed a mountain lion with his bare hands. And then when I see him,
I ask him that. He followed. He's like, "Who the fuck?" I said, "That's what they told me when I first met you. You choked a mountain lion out."
I'm gonna say that he freed Ari from Malaysian slavery by winning a kickboxing tournament. I'm just going to start setting fucking shit out. Like, that's why Ari's so loyal to Rogan. Rogan won a Muay Thai tournament to free Ari.
I love me some Ari.
I mean, Ari's nuts. Have you seen his half-shaved head?
I saw him yesterday. I said, Ari, what are you going through? A midlife crisis? What the fuck is wrong with you, Ari Shafir? What?
He's one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
Yeah, but he is breaking all the Jewish codes. The synagogue, what kind of Jew is he? Synagogue Jew?
You know, he's what is he called? I think he was. I think he was Orthodox.
Yeah, he's breaking all their rules.
Yeah, I mean, I think he pretty loudly
he
rejected
took the
it.
Teacup off his head.
Yeah. That was step one. I think you can't even. That's like removing the plastic from something. You
showing
can't,
his balls.
You know, I mean, shows his balls a lot.
I've seen them little wrinkle ass teeth. The thing.
He's. You want to talk about someone that can't sit down on an airport bathroom seat?
Ooh.
Ari Shafir, he sits down in one of those airplane bathrooms, his nuts are going to be stuck to that metal. Everybody's seen him. They hang lower than turkey neck. It's insane.
Yeah, but you know why? Because he always traveling to the crate. I said, where are you, Ari? I'm on the back of this truck and hotty. I don't know the fuck he be. He always somewhere playing poor. I'm like, why you out here hanging out with the underprivileged people on the back of a fucking hayride in a third world country? What the fuck is wrong with you, Ari? You know you got money.
Yeah, Big J and I did a podcast during the pandemic with him where we were watching 21 Jump Street, and he was like, I'm gonna be gone for a week, but then I'll get on Zoom and we can do it. And he started zooming, didn't tell us where, from Central America on a beach. Yeah. He just opened the camera one day and we were like, where the fuck are you? And he was like, I'm in Central America. He was just in front of a volcano in like a bamboo hut. And you were like,
Live in these places.
Yeah.
Come back, mosquito bites, spider bites, all kind of crazy shit done happened to him.
I got to bring Ari on to ask how many bites he's had. What are all the weird bites he's
had? Yeah, he'd be swimming in volcanoes and shit when they're not erupting. Yeah. I say,
He makes me feel bad because I don't travel a lot. Like if I go
You don't want to travel third world style.
No, I don't want to go to a place that doesn't have diplomatic immunity with the United States. I don't want to get a place where they're like, yeah, we're actually...
No, what you want to go to a fucking place with a hotel.
Yes.
They don't have hotels with R&B. They don't.
He does. He just sleeps on mats. In like yeah, a little he be in...
What are those places called where people go and they take showers and shit?
Oh, hostels.
Hostels. And I thought when he first told me staying hostels, I thought he was on hostess.
Yeah. Hospice. Hospice. You thought he was going to places. I was
like, you died?
There's just a bunch of sick people in Ari. And he's like, food here is pretty good. Space is going to clear up pretty soon.
Yeah.
He's one of my friends, though, that... I don't know if you have friends like that make you feel lazy, make you feel like when I talk to Ari, I'm like, I feel like I should be doing more adventure stuff.
Well, that's why I don't really talk to my friends who's smaller than me because they make me know that I'm fat. So,
With their activities?
No, they look healthy.
Yeah.
So I just talk to the people that look like me, you know, or we encourage each other.
That's probably some of the best advice I could ever hear of.
Yeah.
You want to hang out? Where you go, you got the same body as me. What do you do on the weekends?
Not a damn thing. Let's go hit Chick-fil-A.
You just look at people, you go, you ever stole seasoning? Yeah, sure as fuck have.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. With the show and stuff, and now the tour... Hot and Flashy.
Yes, Hot and Flashy.
I love it. That's a great name.
Thank you.
For menopause, going through it?
I am going through menopause, but it's not all menopause jokes. So I just wanted to let women know it's okay to talk about the changes that we go through in our body. And I wanted the world to know, just because we're going through menopause don't mean we dried out. We still got some type of sequitias there. What is it called?
Yeah.
Wetness. He thought I was calling the black bitch name.
I was trying to do the math in my head, and I was like, I don't even know. I was like,
sequestria. I don't know the word. We got some type of wetness left.
You're just saying it's not a desert always.
Yeah, it's not always. It's never fucking desert.
Well, they write off women.
Do you think I got a Latin pussy?
There's no way we can't call this episode Aladdin pussy. There's absolutely no way we can't call this Aladdin.
Also,
I feel bad for menopausal women because they like almost treat you like they're putting you out to pasture. You know,
they don't
like,
put me out no motherfucking pasture. The menopause keep me up at night on TikTok ordering dumb shit I don't need.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I sleep in a separate bedroom from my husband, because I just wake up and I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
That's, you know, everybody has their little drawback. Some women just sweat all the time. I don't sweat a lot. Mine is a sleep pattern, and I like to be hot.
Yeah.
I get cold a lot.
Okay.
Well, then sometimes I do heat up, and boy, when I heat up, ooh, that broken thermostat in my ass don't work some days. It's about 199 when it fucks up.
So you prefer to be hot over cold.
I prefer to be warm. Like, okay. I don't really like a lot of air conditioning. I sleep with a heater in my room.
That's wild.
And my husband fucking hate it because he cold. I cover up all my vents and they be like, it's hot in here. Not to me.
Yeah, you're like, that's comfortable to me.
It's comfortable to me. I can't stand to be cold.
Oh, I love being cold.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
Tall, big guys like yourself.
Yeah.
Too.
White dudes love to be cold.
I got a big black man that loves to be cold.
Really?
Too.
Just loves it.
I'm like, I cannot sleep. And you know, I got a vagina. I can't have all that air blowing up my ass.
Just drying it out.
Yeah.
What do you put your AC, what do you put your thermostat on in a hotel?
Oh, I don't turn the air on.
You keep the air off?
Mm-hmm. It's off right now.
Completely off.
Oh, I turn the fucking heat on. If I walk in there, you got the air on, I turn the heat on.
Really?
My everybody, even the only time I turn on the air is when my makeup artist coming to do my makeup and hair. But other than that, it's no air in my room.
Damn, you really do like that. You like it stuffy.
I do like it stuffy. I'm a very cold person.
I get that's like I think I'm probably the polar opposite. I will walk into a hotel and slam that thermostat down to like 65 if I can.
Nah, I will beat your ass in the hotel room.
I like there is nothing better to me than bundling up. That first, like, shake you get in bed.
Dan, that remind me of being poor. So I can't.
Really? Not being able to afford heat?
It wasn't no heat. It wasn't me affording heat. We didn't have no damn heat. So I don't like being cold.
Yeah. You know what it was with me is growing up, I didn't have air conditioning. We had an attic fan. That's what my mom thought.
That shit would suck them kids through there. You put them up on there and they thin enough.
It is fucking wild. It was a thing on the top. Yep. And you would turn that crank and you would go, it would kick on in a way that you're like, oh shit. But it never felt like it cooled the house.
It pulled all the heat out of the house. It wasn't cooling you off, but I have one in my rental property in Atlanta. It's been working for over 20 years.
It's insane. It was basically before air conditioning. That's what they used. They were like, oh, just suck the hot air out. But yeah. Man, I remember my mom would be like, turn on the attic. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I want an air conditioner. So when I finally got a place with an air conditioner, I was like, let's make this shit December and July. That's what I liked. Mm. Just cranking it down.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Will you change a hotel room if it doesn't get hot? If it's like too cold?
No, I go to the, send my assistant to Target and get me a space heater.
Yeah? Like a heat dish?
No, like a little space heater.
Yeah.
And I plug it up and I use it. And when I check out, I take the receipt and I take it back.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, I don't need a fucking space heater everywhere I go.
I used to fucking love, when I was growing up, we used to hang out in my garage. Like, that's where I was allowed to, like, smoke cigarettes and just be a piece of shit when I was growing up. And we used to buy, like, space heaters at, like, discount stores or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they would, like, they'd basically be broken and they'd rattle and you would hear it and you'd be like, this thing's about to blow up in our garage. But that's always what I think about whenever I turn in a space heater is that rattle where you're like, this thing could go off any moment.
Yeah.
Because they get hot. Especially the old 80s ones that were just like those bars that would just fucking turn red.
And you know, they probably still work to this day. Better than that other bullshit. You got to kick the other one. And then the new ones is they protect your house from. I like the ones that would set your house on fire.
Yeah, that's like, the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. So now these days it's a protector. If it falls over, it goes the fuck off. I didn't ask you to cut my heat off because it fell over. You know, back in the day, whole family dead, space heater. Yeah.
I think that was the whole premise of Manchester by the Sea. I think that guy fucking left with one of those heaters on. And it is like, those are the ones I'm talking about with like those giant coils, yep. And you'd see them get hot. I used to have this, I got a 49ers jacket when I was in seventh grade, and my mom bought it way too big so that I would grow into it.
I know that.
And it was my favorite jacket. I mean, the second it got cold out in Colorado, I would have that 49ers jacket on. I wore it for about 8 years. And one time I was standing in front of one of those old space heaters. It was so cold in my garage. I was smoking a cigarette, standing in front of that space heater. And I didn't realize I had backed into it. And I turned around and it was just like plastic melted to that. And I remember pulling myself off it and being like, oh, man. And those coils, man, they just fucking grabbed that jacket.
Yeah,
still wore it. I still wore that jacket for a good 2 more years until someone had to buy me a new jacket. I loved it. It just had big burns down the side.
Well, that was a jacket that shows your struggles.
No, I liked it when I was younger because I started smoking cigarettes when I was real little.
She let you smoke cigarettes?
No. She didn't know I was.
In the garage?
Oh, that's when I was like 16, 17.
You could smoke a cigarette at your mother's house at 16?
Yeah.
I would slap my son blue in the face.
I think if I give him this, he won't go off and be, you know.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm glad you were my mom when I was 16 because I loved smoking cigarettes.
My son started smoking weed after high school, and I was on his ass for the first 3 years.
Really?
Man, he's 25 now. I have to leave him alone, but I'd be like, Jumbo, you shouldn't smoke that shit. That wacky backy gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
And like, he could not smoke it when you cannot drink and smoke around me when you underage.
Yeah.
So my kids still don't really smoke, I mean, or drink around me.
Yeah, they're probably
he'll have a beer with his daddy, and then I have to remind myself, this boy's fucking grown. Leave him alone.
Yeah. I mean, did you feel like they ever hid it from you? Like they would do it?
Yeah. I mean, but he's the only one I got that drink and smoke. But yeah, they would hide it from me because he knew I didn't approve of it.
Did you catch him?
I ain't never caught Jumba smoking weed.
Yeah.
His eyes would get small and he get lazy. And then I know he's on something. He's on weed.
When he's all giggly.
No, he ain't giggly. He's a very quiet kid when he's high. But I knew he was drinking and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom drank, and I mean, my whole family drank, but I would, when I was like, I think I was about 16, my sister got killed in a car accident. And I think my mom was kind of like, all right, if you're just going to hang out here and not go out and cause.
You the only child?
Yeah.
How old was your sister?
She was 12 years older. She was my half sister. But when my sister.
Wait a minute. Was that your mama's child?
My dad's daughter.
Oh, your dad's daughter. Okay.
But I was close with her. And then when she died, my mom was kind of like, eh, whatever. You know, you're like,
your
you
mom
got a
only had one child?
She only had me. That's it.
How many your daddy had?
Two. Me and my sister. That we know of.
So you're the only one left.
Yeah, I'm the last one. But my mom was kind of like, I had a job, I was working or whatever, and she had caught me smoking before, and it had been a thing where she had gotten real pissed at me. And then finally she was kind of like, ah, fuck it, if you're going to do it here, you know what I mean? What am I going to do?
But I ain't smoking no fucking cigarette at my house.
Oh, I loved it. I miss cigarettes so much.
You smoke now?
No, I don't smoke anymore. I quit 11 years ago. But
you shouldn't smoke that shit. That Serge Agenda shit been on side of them cigarettes. I remember when they would bring those people to your school and make it be cool. You remember the cool man?
Yeah.
It's cool to smoke. You remember the cool man?
I remember the cool man, and I remember Joe Campbell. Joe Campbell was my guy.
Joe Campbell sold so many fucking, made everybody want to smoke cigarettes.
I loved it.
That and the soap poppers. Back in the day, my mama used to watch Young and the Restless, and Kent Chancellor would smoke her cigarette with a little stem on the end of it because she was rich and it was like bougie.
Yeah.
Some Diddy, what we used to call it. But my mama smoked her cigarette like a real nigga. She just like she was sucking a dick. It turned me off to smoking.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I really don't drink now, because everything so my mama did, she did like a fucking man.
Really?
Like a construction. She drank out the quart bottles. She never told it a pocketbook. She only told it men wallets. We go to the damn doctor. Instead of her pulling out a pocketbook, she got a man wallet, got our birth certificate, hospital, medical cards. I'm like, bitch, where's your purse?
You know, get your hand back.
You'd have thought she was a lesbian, but she had five kids and she loved dick.
Yeah. Thought she was a lesbian, but love dick is just a fucking
hole. Yeah, I'm telling you.
And so she would smoke and drink.
Oh, that's all. She was an alcoholic. She died when she was like 39. All she did was drink 2, 3, 4, 5 quarts of beer a day, smoke her Winston cigarettes, and watch the soap popper. And she's always have this little saying. I made a joke about it years ago. She's like, the white man holding me back. No, she said, them crackers holding me back. So I didn't know what a cracker was.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I only crackers I knew was the little Keebler's brothers on TV who advertised the crackers.
That's who you thought was on. Right?
Yeah, so I asked, I said, what do they do to you, mama? They so nice. They just want us to buy their cookies. She slapped the black off my face.
I love that so much. You're like, they're up in their trees making their cookies. Yeah. These crackers aren't that fucking
bad. These crackers are so good.
Yeah.
It just took me a long time to realize you were talking about white people.
That's so fucking funny. Finding out that they're talking about white people is so funny. And think of the Keebler elves are holding your mom back. They go,
well, what can I tell you? We stopped her from getting a job. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, they're back up in the trees. Now I'm just going to think Keebler elves are racist. And they go,
anything to stop the black man.
Just thinking about that.
Elf fudge. That's what we call them.
Elf fudge.
Like, we know what they call them. That's, dude. That's goddamn. That's going to make me laugh randomly in like a week of thinking of the Keebler elves being racist. I appreciate you coming and doing the
thank
podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're one of my favorite comedians.
Thank you, man.
I think you're so fucking funny. And the Hot and Flashy Tour is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Miss Pat, the Miss Pat Show on BET Plus.
And BET.
And BET.
The court show is on BET.
Yeah, that's
Miss Pat. Settles it.
I love it.
I'm a judge.
Miss Pat Settles. I've been watching clips. They've been popping up. Because one of your writers I also follow, Jeff, one of the guys that works on the show, what's Jeff's last name? He's a comic and he works on the show and he'll like retweet clips. And that's how I started going down. I was at the airport and I went down a wormhole. I mean, what a perfect role for you.
Thank you.
You're like, did you ever know you would be in a role like a Judge Judy?
No. Mm-mm. Well, we shot an episode on the Miss Pat show about me and my sister going to court, and me and the co-creator came and go, like, we should, you know, a judge show. And then really I was thinking, I had somebody else in mind, and the network said, why don't you do it? And so I did it the first season. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I said we might have something here.
Yeah.
And it was funny, but this season is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, every clip we've had doing 2 and 3 and 5 and 10 million.
Yeah, it's every very funny. Clip. You're perfect for it. You're perfect for it.
You know what? I don't see the cases. The cases are real. I just say, give it to me so you can have my natural response. And it is so fucking funny. And I love doing it. And I hope I get 10 seasons of this shit.
I hope there is always an abundance of clips of you talking shit to stupid people. Because it might be one of my favorite things in the world is watching some of these idiots try to get over on you and getting absolutely fucking stuffed.
Yes.
I was fucking dying laughing in the airport watching some of these clips. Because again, you go from one to another and then you're watching, you're like, this whole show is just so fucking funny.
And people, you know, people really catching on this year to it. So it's a funny show.
And the way things come back around, when we were talking about like with fashion or with bags or whatever it is, it's great to see you do a sitcom that doesn't treat people like children. Like you guys talk the way adults talk. That's what I love about it. And for BET to give you that kind of like freedom to be like, cuss and talk shit the way that you would normally talk with people around you.
And you know, dig deep. We never try to do a teachable moment. We do an eye-opening moment.
Yeah.
You know, I never take sides. You know how sometimes you get black people who wants to get out a message and just beating you across the head. And as a person that's not a person of color, you almost feel like, why they dogging me out? I didn't have nothing to do like that. When we talk about things, we talk about things that's gonna affect everybody. Like I did an episode where I had an abortion in my late 50s, in 50 some years old. And the whole message was, this is my body. I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do with my body. We did a slavery episode where white people are slaves. And it was hard to cast white people as slaves. They did not want to be slaves.
Now, here's my question. How are you going to cast white
people? We already did it.
Where do you film it?
We film in Atlanta. That was season 4.
Because I'm wondering, though, how hard was the casting with white people with veneers? Thinking about white slaves with, like, blue teeth?
There was a bunch of theater actors, and we got a lot of no's. We didn't fill those positions until the last. We thought we was going to have to move the episode.
Really?
Yeah. So we finally got enough white people to agree to be slaves, and it's about reparation.
Yeah.
Is it about reparation? God damn it. Jasmine! I always get confused. Jasmine!
Jasmine, come
what
on
was
in.
That? What was that slave episode about? Reparation. I want to make sure. Because I be fucking up some words. It was all about reparation.
Holy fuck, no one's going to beat that ever on this podcast. No one's ever going to beat that ever. No one's ever going to beat that moment.
So it's all about, you know, what white America think black America want, but never ask us what the fuck we need.
Yeah.
You only come to our neighborhood when you want our vote. No, motherfucker, we matter no matter what, just like everybody else votes matter. So, but it was in a very funny way. And I go to this reparation camp, and this white dude get all of this money, and then he reenacting slaves with the white people, which is her fucking hilarious. When I tell you that's my favorite episode, and my daughter helped wrote that episode.
Yeah,
I watch that episode all the time because it's so fucking funny.
I mean, and you're really given an opportunity with your shows and with your stand-up just to make what you want to make.
You know
which
what?
Is impossible in this fucking business.
If this industry, even though you do need execs to balance the money and buy the product, if they would just step back once they see that you are a talented person and let you create what you want to create, because you are out there in the real world.
Yeah.
A lot of times these execs will come in and think they know what they need, but you missing. When you just scrape the surface of something, I'm at home like, why didn't they go deeper?
Yeah.
That's not how that happened in real life.
But a lot of times they're doing that to save their ass because they have interests outside of the show where they're like, well, we can't really do that because of advertisers or whatever. I think whenever I've seen meddling, when people have stopped making something that you're like, this is going to be good and it gets fucked up, is someone trying to prove why they have a job. It's a guy trying to prove like, oh, I'm valuable. I'm on this team. It's like, we don't need, don't say shit. Just let me make it. And then it'll be good.
You know, if you would let us make it,
yeah,
and let the people decide if yes. it's good or not, everything else will come together.
Yeah, that's
when you in there trying to tell me how, what it is, and you a white person trying to tell me what it is to be black in America. You need to shut the fuck up,
yeah,
because you don't know. I'm black. I know where I live. I know where I've been. I know where I'm going. I know where I came from. And you could never tell me how to do what I've lived.
Yeah.
And that's what the Miss Pat show is. It's not just a black show. People come up to me from all races and say, oh my God, Miss Pat, they can't fucking relate. Because yeah. everybody didn't have a hustle as a mom and daddy. Some people has a mom say, set your black ass down. A Billy Joel, I done told you I'm gonna beat your fucking white ass. You know, and it's so refreshing to hear that.
Well, it's authenticity.
Yes.
And we talk about this all the time. I think... Moving forward, you have so many options on what you want to watch. You have so many options on what you're going to take in as a viewer that people are going to start gravitating to the shit that's authentic. Yeah. Where you're like, oh, no, this is how they feel. This is who they are. Because then you can feel crazy with all the AI and all the shit that's like being manipulated and shows and stuff. When you finally see something authentic, you go like, I like that. And yes. it gives you a feeling of like, I'm going to stick with this. Because I know, even if I don't like an episode, maybe there might be an episode they don't like, they come back, but they're like, no, this is my show. And that's yeah. what shows used to be, at least.
And that's what they love about the Miss Pat show.
Yeah.
Because they know I'm going to be talking about it's a teachable moment. And people feel like they really a part of that family.
Yeah. That's what a good sitcom does. Yes. A good sitcom makes you feel like you're part of the world and you or that you have interest in the world and you want to check in. That's why Neighbors get pops. That's why people, you know, because they're like, I know that guy and I love it. That's all, I think, honestly, why podcasting blew up.
Yes.
Because it gave people a feeling of familiarity where they're like, I'm part of this now.
It's not since about a fucking radio show on a network that you can't really get deep. You know, here on a podcast, you can say, Miss Pat, why did he have 1,000 bottles of Vaseline?
I mean, also, who's selling 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
Pandemic, so people still got tissue left over. And did he refill?
That's so funny. They go, Sean Combs ordered 1,000 bottles of baby oil.
I ordered a lot of fucking dishwashing liquid, and some of y'all still got Lysol left over. So why is, you know, and I tell people, I think Diddy had the fucking baby oil because he's black and we do get ashy.
Yeah.
So if you that rich and you think the world is going to end, you want to be moisturized when Jesus come back. So he bought 1,000 baller. You know, if it don't slip, you must have quit.
My children, I've returned. Look how fantastic your skin is, Sean.
He better find him a slogan like OJ did to get out of this shit. If it don't slip.
Slippery when wet. Yeah.
If it don't slip, you better quit. If it don't slide, you better glide.
I fucking love it. I love it.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.